welcome to Comic Talk Today for Tuesday, May 15, 2018. Welcome to the show. Now, if I don't get through all the feedback on this episode, then I apologize in advance, but I am recording a few episodes back-to-back because I just won't have the time to do it during the rest of the week. So, if I don't get to your question or your comment, I apologize. But there are things to discuss. So, last week, on May 11th, I posted an episode titled, The Customer Is Not Always Right. The title maybe was a little bit of a misnomer because I wanted to, in that episode, briefly discuss this whole shenanigans that's going on, or that really blew up over the weekend, with Comicsgate, as the people like to call it. And in that episode, I wanted to know the answer to a question. And that question was, would you quit buying titles from a publisher if they chose to publish a comic by a controversial creator? And I did put a poll on Twitter, and there were quite a few people that answered, so thank you everyone who voted on this poll. And I know maybe the poll question itself wasn't phrased quite the way that I wanted to, but I wanted to leave it as open as possible because I didn't want to jade anyone's opinion, even though I explicitly wanted to make this question about the events of this book. And to briefly recap, there was an Indiegogo by a YouTuber who's kind of become a controversial figure, who's got a very large following of people whose politics I greatly disagree with. But that's not what the problem was. I don't mind disagreeing with people on politics or the way that they do things. I think that's normal. I think it's human. The problem that I have is the way that these people approach anytime they get into an argument with somebody. And to continue on what I said with that last episode is, things got really heated over the weekend. As I mentioned, Antarctic Press had agreed to publish this book. There was this whole backlash from comic book shops who didn't want to put the book out because of who this person is, what he signifies, who his followers are. Things got really heated up when creators started becoming involved because there were creators being called out by this person and his group of followers. And a lot of creators took offense, understandably. However, there were some things that I think were out of line on both ends. Ultimately, this led to Antarctic Press deciding not to publish the book. And of course, that led into some further arguments because this group felt like maybe Mark Waid and a few other creators had, for some reason, caused Antarctic Press to not publish it by threatening them with whatever power Mark Waid and Marvel had. Supposedly, C.B. Sobolski, the editor-in-chief at Marvel, had told Mark Waid to lay off the social media, to delete his post, etc., etc. I don't know how much any of that is true. What is true is that Antarctic Press is not publishing the book. They did have to do a follow-up on social where they explicitly said nobody made us quit publishing the book. We've decided not to be associated with it. So I want to talk a little bit about that. All of this was a setup, so I hope that you're still sticking around for the rest of this episode, because I'm not going to be talking about this Comicsgate thing. What I want to talk about is some related things that have come up as a result of this discussion. I don't know, is it really a discussion when people are just yelling at each other and calling each other's names? Maybe not. Whatever that's called. So the one thing I want to talk about is Antarctic Press, because I recently found Antarctic Press. As I mentioned, it's probably been a week or two ago. I picked up Teether number 1 from Antarctic, and I thought it was fantastic. It's a great horror comic, and I thoroughly enjoyed it. And as a result, I was going to be picking up more Antarctic Press books. But when Antarctic had explicitly said that they were very happy to work with this creative team and to put this book out, I was a little taken aback. Because it seems to me like I wouldn't want to be associated with that kind of vile hatred, I guess we could say. I mean, some of these people are really vile, like genuinely vile. And I understand that, you know, there's trolling going on, but there is a big difference between trolling and what these people are doing. I mean, I troll people all the time, in particular my friends, and on purpose, because we enjoy trolling each other. But the thing is, when you start trolling creators in a way that is attacking their livelihood, I don't think that's correct. And I don't think it's fair for creators to do the same for people that are attacking them. The best way to approach these kind of people is not to fight back and call them names. It is to kill them with kindness. I guess I don't like to use Bible quotes, but you know, there is a quote, turn the other cheek. And I think in this particular argument, that rings very true. Because why bother getting into an argument with these people? On either side, by the way. I'm not picking sides. Now, I am on one side over another, but I'm trying to be as fair as I possibly can in this podcast. Because here's the thing. I don't want this podcast to be a platform for my personal beliefs. Even though I think some of those come through in many of the episodes that I do. But I want to be fair when I speak about a comic or about a particular bit of news and try to present both sides. Because I think really that's what's lacking in a lot of these discussions is everybody always wants to take a side. And as a result, there are things that affect the way that other people approach the subject and comics. And I'm going to get to that in a few minutes. One person in particular who I love talking to all the time is Glenn. I talk to him on Twitter all the time. He listens to this podcast. And I know for a fact that he and I don't agree on politics and many other things. And yet, Glenn is the type of person that I can happily talk to about a comic and we don't have to agree. But he understands my point of view. I understand his point of view, and we respect each other. And as a result, he listens to the podcast even when he disagrees with what I have to say, and he's more than willing to pursue an argument with me, but in a very civil manner. And that's the way to treat these kind of things. Because here's what happens. The people that are actively trolling and attacking creators and publishers don't particularly have great arguments. Now, they have interesting points that they bring up, but the problem is, when somebody tries to counterpoint those points, they come up with some BS excuse as to why they're wrong. And I see this happen all the time, right? So, let's just say Venom, because I know I've had quite a few discussions about Venom over the last couple of days. I really enjoyed Venom. I thought it was a great book. I know a lot of people are not digging it. They appreciate the way Donnie is writing it, but maybe they're a little taken aback by all the changes that are going on with the Venom mythology in that book. And I understand that. So if I say I like Venom, and somebody says, well, you're wrong for liking Venom because, you know, why is there a symbiote god now? That doesn't make any sense. That never showed up anywhere. And I come back and say, okay, well, you're right. But, you know, maybe you want to expand the mythology to make the character more interesting and not make him so one-sided or two-dimensional. And then your comeback is, well, your mom's two-dimensional. I mean, come on. Like, at that point, the whole conversation is mute, right? There's no point in going further. Because at that point, you really have nothing else to say. If you have to resort to insults in order to continue a conversation, then there is no conversation to be had, plain and simple. And the problem is, by having all these conversations and the way that these conversations were had over the weekend, it gave these people the power that they were looking to get, which if these discussions were not being had, they would not have had. Now, I'm not saying the way that I'm treating the conversation is the correct way. I feel like it is, but maybe it's not. Again, I haven't had bad interactions with these people because I just kind of ignore them. Had these people not been ignored, I wonder what the outcome would have been of this whole situation, because I wonder if this person would have achieved, I mean, the Indigo campaign did over $250,000. Okay, there were 6,500 people that pledged on this book. Those are big numbers. They're huge numbers. Money-wise, it's a big investment. And now they can go and say, well, look, we have this really successful thing. But if we hadn't had all these arguments where they would have not garnered the attention that they wanted, would that book have raised as much money as it did? Would this person have the type of platform that he does? Would people have simply ignored him the entire time that he's spewing his bullshit? And I apologize for the profanity. If you're listening with your kids, I generally try to do a good job at not cussing on this podcast, but sometimes it just comes out. And I think in this respect, I'm kind of warranted for saying that because it's bullshit. It is. And here's the problem. The problem is everybody is seeing this thing. Everybody's talking about this thing. And then there's people that don't want to be involved with the comics anymore because they don't want to deal with it. And that is what's most hurtful about the situation. I had a couple questions, one from Chris and one from Glenn, which of course I mentioned on yesterday's episode. And Chris said, question for you, as they attend conventions, find friends through comics, and interact with creators on Twitter, do you think comic readers ever, quote unquote, pull back and just go back to reading comics and not following the minutiae of the industry? Or does it only ratchet one way? Glenn said, if I pull back too much, I'm going to miss good books. I need to find a happy medium. where I can read and listen to creators and podcasts to gain info on new and good books, yet stay away from all the negativity. Does that middle ground exist? And my reply to both of these questions is yes. And I think it really depends on what kind of things you're looking to put into your life. So Chris does a podcast. He does the Gotham by Geeks podcast, which I've been a guest on. He's extremely knowledgeable, and I understand what his point is. Because over the years, Chris has become extremely good friends with people that he's podcasted with. And, you know, they attend conventions together. They hang out all the time. I've had the pleasure of doing the same thing with people that I've surrounded myself with who do other podcasts on the Nerdy Legion Network, which this podcast is a part of. And the thing is, I've purposely aligned myself with people who maybe I don't necessarily share views completely, but where we can find a common ground. You know, when I was growing up, my mom always told me, when you choose your friends, always choose people that are better than you in order to make yourself better. And I think oftentimes the issue with feeling down about all this negativity that happens in comics every so often, and in particular with the stuff that's been happening over the past week, is that we often forget that. Now, there are thousands, maybe tens of thousands of comic book podcasts, and yet you chose to listen to this particular one. I would hope that the reason why you're doing that is because you feel like the type of arguments that I bring in, whether you agree with them or not, are at least in some way neutral enough where we can find a common ground, where you can enjoy listening to this podcast. And I hope that you do the same thing with your comics. Now, there are, I think, genuine reasons not to want to read a particular comic if you disagree with whatever creator's views is. I know I've had that, for example, with Ethan Van Sciver, who has been a controversial figure in the past, and I generally tend not to buy books that he's involved in. But the difference is, I don't go out on social media and say, well, nobody should buy any book that he's involved with, because that man is garbage. Now, I don't think he's garbage, by the way, but I'm just trying to elicit an emotion. I don't do that. And the problem is, if more people had that kind of attitude, I don't think we'd have to deal with all this negativity, because people would be willing to understand another person's point of view. Because let me tell you, nobody in their right mind knows absolutely everything about everything. And I hope that as you listen to this, you are not the type of person who wants to be involved in that kind of situation. Because it does breed negativity, and then it brings you down. And you know what that hurts? It hurts other creators who don't give a shit about any of this stuff, who just want to put out great comic books. And that's why I do this podcast, because I love reading great comic books, and I love talking about great comic books. You know, last year, 2 years ago, I had this whole thing where I wanted to cull my pull list, and I talked about it with Paul, who does the Comics in Black and White podcast now. By the way, he did kind of a reaction episode to what I discussed last week on this matter, so go check that out. It's at nerdylegion.com. I talked about it with Nick, who does the Nerdy Legion podcast with me. And we got my pull list down quite a bit. But the problem is, I love comics, and I just can't, it never works out. And so now I'm reading probably as much, if not more, than I was reading at that point. But the thing is, I'm totally okay with it. Because what I'm finding is, I'm always willing to try a new book and see if it's any good. And if it is, I want other people to know about it. Because the thing is, comics are hard. Comics are really, really hard. I think if you ask any creator, they will tell you it is a lot of work. And the thing is, you know, if you're at Marvel or DC, you could have that good work presented to people. But what if you're at, like, I don't know, maybe Vault's somewhat a bad example now. I think Vault's, like, really hot right now. There's a lot of people and a lot of eyes on Vault Comics right now. But what about smaller publishers, right? So, like, let's do, like, Lion Forge. Lion Forge has a few different lines. They're all really interesting. They do the Catalyst Prime universe, which is a cohesive, interconnected superhero universe. That's fantastic. But the thing is, a lot of people don't read it. And I don't see a lot of people talking about it. So of course, I'm going to go and pick those books up and read them and see what they're about. And if they're great, I want other people to know it. In particular, with the platform that I'm starting to build with this podcast, I would say this might be the most people that have ever listened to any podcast that I've done over the whatever many years. Seriously, since like 2 or 3 years ago. But I mean, I did my first podcast in 2005. And back then I had like, you know, a dozen listeners. How many you have now on this podcast doesn't matter, but it's a lot more than that. And of course, I want to be able to share those things with people, you know, and I understand people have monetary issues where they can't maybe purchase a particular book that I talk about. And that's why I always do what I do. And that is, if I talk about a book that you think might be something you enjoy, then just send me an email or find me on Twitter at Geekvine, and I will gift you a copy of Comixology. I mean, it's extremely simple. I want people to try new things. And creators do. Creators love that kind of thing because it gets the word out on their books. So the thing is, when you become involved in all this negativity, it affects people because people don't want to be on social media because social media is a bunch of BS. By the way, go read my guest from a couple weeks ago, BJ Mendelsohn's book, Social Media is Bullshit. He will send you a free copy if you text him. Go back and listen to that episode. It's got his phone number in it. Text him. He will send you a free copy. But it is. It's BS. A lot of it is BS. But of course, if you put BS in, you're going to get BS out. Now, I've talked in other podcasts about what I do to try to get rid of some of that negativity on social. But really, it's about the type of people you surround yourself with. You know, if you start following a creator who you really enjoy, and all that creator talks about is, I don't know, we'll just say Donald Trump, and you don't like Donald Trump, then just don't follow the creator. There's nothing that you're going to miss from not following this person. That's one way to get rid of the negativity. Don't become involved in these arguments. Just stand back and do what you want to do, and that is enjoy great comic books. And that's what it's all about. What I don't want to happen is that all this BS that happens between certain groups of people that have no impact on you yourself. I mean, I don't know Mark Waid. I don't know this other guy or his people. So why should I care what their banter is between each other? Now, it's not to say that the argument itself isn't interesting. It can be, but not when it dissolves into throwing insults at each other. But I did have a lot of time to think about the whole situation, and I wanted to answer the question that I posed on this poll. And the poll was, would you quit buying all titles from a publisher if they chose to publish a comic from a controversial creator? And here was the results. 11% yes, 46% no, and 43% didn't care, they just wouldn't buy that book. And I think that's very telling of the audience that I have here, and I'm very happy that everyone seems to be kind of in their right mind. That might be a little hyperbolic, maybe, because even I myself are not in my right mind most of the time. But that really led me on a course to think about this whole thing, and I wanted to approach it in terms of, would I buy other stuff from Antarctic Press? Because I've decided that I will be buying stuff from Antarctic Press. Because the thing about Antarctic Press is they've been publishing books for a long time. A very, very long time. And the great thing about Antarctic Press is that they're all about creators' rights. And every creator should be allowed, in some way or another, to publish whatever book they feel is their best work. Or whatever they are really excited about at the moment. And Antarctic Press is a place to do that. They don't care what a creator's politics are. If they feel like the book is good and the book will sell, then they will put it out. And I think that's great. Because I think that's really the reason why we had the whole indie market start up decades ago. Creators weren't allowed to do the stuff that they wanted to do at Marvel or DC. And so other publishers came around that would allow them the freedom to express themselves in that way. And that is the key, really, because regardless of what I think about this person and his group's politics, he should still be allowed to publish the book that he wants to do. Because he does obviously have an audience, and it will do well for his audience. But the thing is, I'm not going to buy it, and if you don't agree with it, then you shouldn't buy it either. But the thing is, I shouldn't go out and say, well, no, dude, you cannot put this thing out because you hate women. Or you say all women are cum dumpsters, or whatever it is. These are actual things, by the way. I'm not making those up. So now you understand why I don't espouse this group's beliefs. And I understand being upset as a creator, or as a fan, at this group of people. But like I said, bullshit in, bullshit out. Once it no longer becomes a discussion, and it reverts to just insults going back and forth, the discussion is over. There's no more discussion to be had. Because neither side is open to understanding what the other side is about. Now again, I don't know how it works in other places. I know I had a couple people from the UK that listened to the show chime in on this a little bit. And freedom of speech is important in a lot of Western cultures. In particular in the US, the freedom of speech thing is ginormous. The thing about the U.S. is everybody knows at least a little bit about the Constitution. They probably don't know like who wrote it or when it was written or can't say it word for word. But I guarantee you there's a few things that everyone will know. Freedom of the press, freedom of speech, freedom to carry firearms. I guarantee you everyone in the U.S. will know that. And it is important, regardless of what you agree with a particular argument or not, to let the other people express themselves. And I think in particular that is true for comic books, because the comic book medium, whether you like it or not, has always been a political medium. Creators cannot help but put their own personal beliefs in the books that they write. And it is their right, and there is no way that anybody should ever not let those creators put themselves into their books. Because then they're not interesting. And agreeing with the politics or not is irrelevant. And so as a result, I've decided maybe I didn't agree initially that Antarctic Press was going to put this book out. But you know what? Even though they're not anymore, that's irrelevant. Because that is their right as a publisher to do so. And it is the right of the comic shops who did no longer want to carry Antarctic Press books to no longer carry them. But I think that's extreme. Because if they didn't want to publish this particular book, or put it on their shelves, then that's okay. But to say, oh, I'm not going to get anything, that's a little extreme. To go back to Glenn and Chris's comments, I hope that you can find a middle ground. And I think it exists. Because I've found it. It takes a lot of work because there is a lot of buzz and BS, in particular if you're involved in social. But you shouldn't let that affect your enjoyment of the comic books, or even the podcast that you listen to. If you start to feel like you don't like a book, then quit reading it. You feel like you don't want to listen to a podcast anymore, quit listening to it. I listen to so many podcasts. I think right now I subscribe to like 85 or 90 different podcasts. And they're not all comic podcasts, by the way. I listen to comic podcasts, science podcasts, tech podcasts, a couple true crime ones. Because I like some diversity, just like I like diversity in my comics. I really do. I don't want homogeneity, because guess what? It would be super boring if we just had a monoculture where everything is the same all the time and never changes. And look, I get nostalgic for stuff that I grew up with, okay? In particular, 90s books. That's why I bring them up all the time in all the podcasts that I do. It's a very nostalgic era for me because that's when I started reading comics. But I don't want comics to be like they were in the 90s. That's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. And to want things to just always be male-centric superheroes and male writers writing male characters and female writers writing female characters. And you want the same kind of art style. You always just want to read superhero books. You don't want to try some, like, you know, indie books or sci-fi stuff or fantasy stuff or horror books. So, you know, true crime noir stuff. Like, I understand people like what they like. But at the same time, always be open to something else. Because it might just make you a better person. I think that's going to wrap it up for this episode. I want to thank you all for listening to this podcast, for sticking with me. I've got so much going on in my life right now. And so, of course, I'm putting out episodes a lot more frequently. I think last week I did 5 or 6 episodes. This week it's looking like I'll probably be doing another 5 or 6 more. But I want to thank everyone for listening. It's a real treat to do this podcast, and it's a real treat to have the listeners that I have on this podcast be so interactive with me on social, via email, etc. If you enjoy this show, of course, be sure to share it with your friends on whatever podcast method they like to listen to their podcasts on. If you want to go to nerdlegion.com, we have a ton of other podcasts on there as well. From all the different publishers, we got wrestling podcasts, movie podcasts, everything. It's great. I love those guys over there that do fantastic work. Go check those podcasts out. And I hope this episode gave you something to think about. If you want to get in touch with me, @GeekVine is the best place on Twitter. I will be back tomorrow doing some news stuff, because there's a lot of news and I want to get to it. And of course, the comic predictor, in which I will choose a few books, which I hope will end up being fantastic. Thanks for listening. Catch you tomorrow.